Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us each and every week. We'd also like to take this opportunity to ask that you please support GeekLegacy.com by clicking on any of our Amazon links before you go shopping. On this week's podcast, we talk Game of Thrones and the craziness of the Red Wedding. David gives us some shocking box office numbers that mostly deal with M. Night Shyamalan's hot mess, After Earth. Finally, we play a fun game of 80s trivia. We hope you enjoy episode 48 of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Thank you! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks of all ages, welcome back to the Geek Legacy Podcast. I'm Justin, and with me this week is Amanda, freaking David, and comrade Randy Van Dykovic. And she-bop, he-bop, a wee-bop. How are you guys doing today?
Amazing. How are you guys doing?
Fabulous. Threw a little Cyndi Lauper your way.
I noticed. I liked it.
I think that song's about masturbating. I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, actually.
I think all 80s songs are about masturbation, aren't they?
Maybe, because she even says something to the effect of, I better stop or I'll go blind. And something about the danger zone. And there ain't no law against it yet.
So. I think you just combined like four songs into one.
So we need a fact checker. I'm pretty sure those are lyrics. Not in that order, but I know she mentioned something about good vibrations and then bopping and danger zone and go blind and ain't no law. She bop, a he bop, a we bop.
I'll take your word for it.
Chief Bob. Anyway, that's all I got.
You done?
I think so. Well, Randy's Mr. 80s, and he's not backing me up. So
I've got the lyrics right in front of me, actually.
Probably got like the leaf liner from like CD.
Do I want to go out with a lion's roar?
Okay. Is there anything?
Yeah, I want to go south and get some more.
I like it.
They say a stitch in time saves nine. They say I better stop or I'll go blind.
Boom, I said that.
Sounds like a dumb song.
Wee bop. No way, dude. This is...
Welcome to 80s Hour with Geek Legacy.
This is about getting teens in touch with their body, Amanda. It's okay. Everybody does it.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like Amanda does.
And I heard, Danger Zone!
Yeah, so did you guys have a good weekend?
I did. What about you?
I had a great weekend. I went to the best wedding ever.
Oh, really?
There was like, it was majestic. Like, it was kind of like a formal affair, but I somehow wrangled my way into it. It got a little dicey in the end, but I definitely think that, you know, I'm a better man for having gone there. Shot a few crossbows, watched a couple Starks get their throats slit. You know, it's typical wedding fare. You know, they did the chicken dance, and then we slaughtered a family and killed an unborn baby. You know, the huge.
Yeah.
You guys check it out. It was. I think they were filming it, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore, man.
Yeah, you should check it out.
We're, how did you guys feel about that? Randy, I know you have not read the books, so there may have been a bit of thrown your way.
Oh my god, I had no idea it was coming. And, you know, here I am from the beginning of the series, kind of thinking, or I don't know, maybe, I don't know how it's portrayed in the books, but at least in the series, it kind of seems like the Starks are the protagonists, right? More or less the good guys. I mean, we kind of, I don't know.
They're not the good guys, they're bad.
Well, we felt bad when Ned got his head cut off, and then, you know, we kind of feel bad for the family in general, for the most part. At least I did. And I kind of wanted some good to happen. I was not expecting freaking... What's the term for genocide when you just wipe out one entire family? Famicide.
The term regicide.
Well, that's killing the king, but yeah.
It was the king.
The king of the north, yes. But I was not expecting that at all. It just... It was a complete kick to the nuts, but I like it.
In a bad way.
Well, I like it when shows kill off their main characters.
You just gotta pay extra for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I didn't like when they killed the wolf. That always makes me sad. Hearing the sound that a dog makes when
a whimper.
It gets killed. Yeah.
I was like, it's okay, it's gonna get away, or Arya's gonna let it go. No.
Nope. Yeah, they even take that a step further in the book, and I'm curious if we're gonna get to see that in the next episode.
I don't think they'll show it. I think they'll probably just make reference to it.
No, we'll see it. They stabbed an unborn, a pregnant lady in the belly like 30
That's
times.
That's true.
Yeah. They're not going to be afraid to do the next part.
Can we say what it is? Can I? It's already, everyone's already dead, right? So no one cares, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, so they chop off Rob's head and Grey Wind's head, and they sew his direwolf's head onto Rob's body.
Oh, wow.
Hang him on the wall.
Yeah, like, look at my trophy. Isn't that nuts?
That's kind of cool.
It's so bad.
Pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Like, but on the plus side, Catelyn and Robb Stark are dead.
Yes! Or Dave.
Yes!
So bad.
Lannister power. Jaime's free. Starks are dead. Lannisters are just poised. Poised. We got Sansa and Tyrion together. He's going to breed himself into being the head of the Starks. Sending out some Missandei to Dorne, gonna breed them out. Lannisters are just squirming their tentacles all throughout the Seven Kingdoms, and they're just gonna just run this joint. Yes. Nothing can stop them. Nothing.
Yeah, hey. Nothing bad's gonna happen.
Oh my god, you're right.
That's the end of the show. Credits.
Lannisters.
Anyway. Game of Thrones. What's next, Dave? Game of Thrones was fun. Let's talk about something else. What's
I
next?
Loved it.
That was an excellent segue.
I was dubbed master of segues last week, so I'm sticking to it.
They don't call you Justin the Segue King for nothing.
They don't. Yeah, that was subtle, like John Ritter.
Yeah, he's a walking. Never mind, he's not anymore.
What hasn't been walking anywhere in at least a decade?
I think he died the same day as Johnny Cash, or around the same time.
He's probably the guy in the pictures with that Courtney Stoddard broad.
It was a bad day for John's that day.
That was the corpse.
All round.
Yeah.
It was kind of a bummer of a weekend at the box office. We had two what we thought would have been big releases in Now You See Me and After Earth. Now You See Me did okay. It made $29 million to be second. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, yeah?
It was fun. I kind of like movies. You know how Ocean's 11, something happens, and it looks all cool, and then they kind of replay it and show you how all the intertwinings that made it happen?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that in this movie. Not like over the top, like every scene is like that, but it happens every now and again, and it's really cool. There's a little payoff to it, so it's fun.
Oh.
Like, how'd he do that? And then they show you how he did it.
It's an illusion.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, I'm glad I saw it. I don't need to ever watch it again, but I'm glad that I saw it once.
Yeah. It's a rousing compliment they should put on the box. Glad I saw it once.
Don't bother if you've already seen it. Anyway, continue. After Earth, did that make $1 billion?
It did not. It cost $130 to make, and it made $27 million, proving that M. Night Shyamalan is pure poison when it comes to Hollywood.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
A lot of people were complaining that this is just kind of a way of Will Smith to jam his kid down our throats, which sounds dirtier than it was meant to be. It's got, what were you saying, Justin? What's its Rotten Tomato score?
12.
Which is bad. Out of 100.
That's bad. On a chart, that would look awful. Like, I just picture a graph, like in, what's the movie with Neil Diamond and Jason Biggs?
Saving Silverman?
Yeah, you know, when they're like, our fun level was at an all-time high, and it's like a 90, now an 8. It's like this wicked
this
scale.
This, of course, has led to increased wanking off.
Yeah. And chafing. Yeah.
Well, while I'm talking, why don't you quickly, what's the, I wonder what the Rotten Tomato score on The Last Airbender was. But, it's not looking too good for Mr. Shyamalan. It's one of Will Smith's worst showings. It's going to have to really do some serious overseas business to make its money back. The good news is Will Smith is a huge draw overseas. The bad news is Mr. Shyamalan is not. So it should be interesting. It hasn't opened foreign yet. It hasn't opened in the big markets, you know, China, India, Japan, and Great Britain. But we'll have to keep our eye on it to see if After Earth becomes...
Sorry, it's a 6. Last Airbender was a 6. So they also doubled it. Basically, After Earth is twice as good as the Last Airbender. So it's got that going for it.
Remember, these scores are out of 100.
Yeah. That's rough.
Those are not good scores at all. Fast and the Furious was the number one movie again. It made an additional $35 million. So it's got $171 million, and it's who we call. Star Trek Into Darkness, dropped by half again, made $16 million. It's up to $181 million, so, obviously it'll pass its budget, but nowhere near the success that someone like Iron Man, which is at $385 million.
And with Star Trek Into Darkness, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but you asked where I rank it, and I was put on the spot, and I said top three because I hadn't digested it just yet, but I saw it again, and it's I think it's probably one of my favorite movies ever.
Wow.
I thought you were going to go in the other direction.
No, I love it so much. I think it is so goddamn good, and I can't wait to watch it again.
I agree. I've seen it twice. I saw it in 3D and regular, and I could not concur enough with Justin other than I like Wrath of Khan better, but that's just probably that's probably sentimental. I think my sentimentality kicking in, which usually doesn't, but in this case. But that's really all there is in movies. We're gearing up for obviously a huge summer. We got a couple big blockbusters out of the way. The next one that's going to be coming out is going to be Man of Steel. That comes out on the 14th. So, a week from this coming Friday. So, next week we'll probably have a review for you. So keep your peepers peeped to geeklegacy.com for all that good stuff. But, that's pretty much it. You got anything fun, Justine?
No. I have your list.
I don't think I have
your Writers Guild of America list.
So one would say that it's the Writers Guild of America's list.
Yes, that is true. The Writers Guild of America announces 101 best written TV shows.
And how did they comprise this list? Did they vote?
I don't know. I think it's a mystery. The jury's still out on that one. I think you had something to do with it. It was fabricated in your basement.
My journalistic integrity is flung out the window. I just rearranged them all into where I thought they should be.
It's an interesting list for sure. Obviously, I don't want to do all 101, so we'll just do the top 10.
Do them quick. 101, real quick.
All right, number 10. No, I'm not going to do 101. Number 10. I will say that number 101 was Oz, which seems pretty low. I would think that should be a little bit higher.
For such a critically acclaimed show.
Yeah, it wins all the awards. Most prisoners on a TV show, and it's number 101.
Yeah, and it never won any awards. It should have, but it never did.
It had the most breakout stars. How about
that? It definitely had the most prison rape. I'll give you that. There was a lot of it.
Jameson's in it.
Yes, he is.
He's scary.
He plays the head of the Aryan Nation.
That's a problem.
His name is Oscar Schillinger. It's a bad guy.
Cosby Show is number 29. I like that show. Let's throw that out there. Anyway. Number 10 was The West Wing. Did we all watch that?
I did. Nope. Or I'm in the process of.
I watched some of it.
A long time.
Amazing show.
Yeah.
Alan Alda was on the end.
Fascinating. Number 9 is The Wire. Do you guys watch that?
I did.
Nope.
Fine HBO show.
Is it? Is that the one that's like, you shot a 6-year-old? What's wrong with you?
That was Boomtown.
Oh, same thing. I think they're in the same universe.
The Wire is a lot like Your Homicide. It takes place in Baltimore, and there's some crossover people.
Oh, really? With Homicide? So, like, Munch is on it?
Munch is not on it, but there's one guy. I know one guy, but I don't remember who it was.
Hamilton? Bayless?
No, I don't remember. You can just keep naming names. Whoever you're going to say next, that guy.
Oh, okay. Poyos Hermanos?
Yeah, Poyos Hermanos is definitely, yes.
He was on it, but he was Al Giardella's son. That helps. Anyway, number 8 is Cheers.
Yay.
That's a fun show.
Everybody knows your name there.
I don't really like, what's Shelley Long? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just doesn't do it for me.
Well, she was only on two seasons.
I know, but she came back, and then there was this rekindled romance for 5 minutes, and I didn't like it.
And Kirstie Alley ate herself into a coma.
Yeah, she was really pretty.
She was.
Still is. Beautiful woman. Because that's how we do things here.
Uptown all the way?
We lie through our teeth.
Yes, we do. We're so bad. I have never been so dishonest in my life. And now every week for an hour, I'm a liar. And I hate it.
Is this a royal we? I don't remember any of the rest of us shading our feelings.
Oh my god, I am such a phony baloney on this show.
Yeah.
I am the opposite of everything I say on the show. Except for animals. I do love animals.
Or do you?
I do. I really do.
He loves to eat them.
No.
Are they uptown all the way?
They are.
Fine young felines?
Yeah. I'm a very sensitive person to animals. Oh. Anyway. Continuing with this horrible list. Number 7 is Mad Men.
Boring.
You said it, Buzz.
It's so good. I like Mad Men.
I love that show.
I've never seen an episode.
It's so boring.
I just wanted to chime in.
Yeah, David's just stirring the pot over there. Yeah,
I am. I am a pot stirrer.
You like those witches in Macbeth. I almost said Hamlet. There ain't no witches and no Hamlet. Anyway. Number 6, Mary Tyler Moore.
Did you guys ever watch that? Like Nick at Night?
I mean, not in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Before my time.
Yes, it was.
Before our parents' time.
She was really pretty, Mary Tyler Moore. Mm-hmm. I like her. And Ted Baxter. Well, Ted Knight, but he was Ted Baxter on the show. But we like him. He was funny.
Yeah, I like everyone. And that, like, the whole, like, crew, you know, like, Carol Burnett was kind of, she wasn't on Mary Tyler Moore show, but she was part of that same crew, and, like, Tim Conway, and, you know, Ted Knight, and all those people, and Vicki Lawrence. I liked all those people.
And the old guy from Up.
Ed Asner?
There you go.
Oh, what?
He doesn't listen to the podcast. Anyway, Mary Tyler Moore. Uptown all the way. Number 5 was MASH.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, that was a fun show. Sometimes it was funny, and other times it was like
it was
serious.
Yeah, it was like the most diverse half-hour format semi-sitcom ever.
Yeah.
Just because they had a decent production budget on it, because it actually looked pretty good. And it went from being super funny in one episode to being a total tearjerker the next one. And you never knew what you were in for.
They had a laugh track, though, right?
I don't remember, to be honest.
They did in like one of the last seasons. It's fun that the Korean War only went 3 years, but MASH went 10.
Right. It's good writing.
Yeah.
How many times can they celebrate Christmas, damn it?
They're going to end up on a list with that kind of writing. Let's
see. At least top 5.
Yeah. Number 5. I like the song, too. Suicide is Painless. That's my mother's ring.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I'm sure
that plays when your mom calls.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Kind of funny. It's like, cause suicide is painless. It's so sad. Anyway, the movie's really good too, by the way. I don't know if you guys have seen the MASH movie.
Oh yeah.
But it is excellent.
Spear Chucker Jones.
Yes. Anyway. It's number good. 4. All in the Family. That probably deserves to be in this list, because that was super mega ahead of its time as far as offending people.
Right. And Gene Stapleton just passed away, too, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like on Saturday, right?
Yeah. And it was, I felt kind of bad because when I saw that she died, like the first thing I thought about was there was an episode where she gets raped. I mean, in a not funny way.
Because it usually isn't.
Well, no, but it was like at the time, like super controversial because, you know, they didn't really, sitcoms like that didn't tackle subjects like that. And so everyone thought it was like they did like screenings. And everyone thought it was like a joke, like, oh, this is going to be funny. And then like it got creepy, and then they realized that like it was a big thing. And that's when like that's kind of when Edith Bunker got ridden off the show, because you know, she just couldn't handle it anymore. So
anyway, dumb list. Twilight Zone, number 3. Did you guys watch any of the old Twilight Zones?
I did. Mm-hmm. I used to watch like the marathons on like Thanksgiving.
It's like 4th of July or something. Yeah, Thanksgiving maybe. Some damn holiday. Yeah, yeah, good times.
It'd be like 4 channels.
Yeah, Jess watches, though. She has, like, the whole collection. I saw one that was really good where it was, like, this guy was convinced that if this clock stopped working, that he was going to die. It's kind of cool. It was like an old grandfather clock, and he had to, like every night, he had to make sure that it was set to keep going.
Huh. Yeah, some were really good. And Rod Sterling, he was a really interesting guy. I read his autobiography not too long ago, and definitely worth checking out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
You should.
I'll get right on.
Like, right this second.
Rod Stewart. Check him
Sterling.
Out.
Sterling.
number two, Seinfeld. Seinfeld 4?
Boring.
That's the best show. Anyway, Randy, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. You're back. You're black. All
right. Number one was The Sopranos.
Yay.
How do we feel about that? I don't think that that's accurate.
I never watched a single episode.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Interesting.
I only watched the last season and a half. Before the days when you could easily catch up on a series on Netflix over like a week or something. Yeah.
It was kind of painful because it wasn't always on every year. You had to wait like 18 months sometimes.
18 they did that for the last three seasons were 18 months apart each season.
That's rough.
That's way
kinda
too long.
Kind of like what AMC is doing now with Breaking Bad.
I just started watching that on Netflix. I'm halfway through the first season.
Oh, it gets better. That show gets better as it's on.
I'm enjoying it as it is, so if it gets even better, then that's a bonus as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it does.
I really enjoyed it from the get-go, actually.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I don't like how they always show the end at the beginning, and it doesn't make any sense because that whatever they're showing at the beginning. Like
Whatever,
that's stupid.
It's like a Tarantino movie.
Same shit over and over. Ugh, I'm skimming a pool in a hazmat suit. Look at me. Here's a bear. Or here's an eye, and then a teddy bear. Stupid. August 11th, I'm sorry, is when it comes back. And then, like...
Stupid.
And then the one kid is like... Where's my money, bitch? Like, it's like his only line. Jesse, that's it. I hate how mean Walter is to... Is that his name? Walt? I hate how mean Walt is to him.
Walter White?
Yeah, Walter White. Eisenberg!
He knows how to manipulate him.
Yeah, I just think that... Well, now I can't talk about it because Randy hasn't watched it all, but... I can vent one day when you guys want to talk about Breaking Bad.
I'll be caught up in like a week.
Yeah.
You make some difficult decisions that I don't agree with.
And I do very much like the show, but there are some things that I do not like about it.
Like Skyler?
Oh, I hate her name. Every time he says Skyler, I just want to punch him in the dick.
Yeah.
He didn't name her.
I know, but he always says her name. I say Lynn's name to her face like once a year. I never call her by her real name, and I don't think normal people do. So it drives me nuts when I hear him calling her Skyler all the time.
If Amy calls me David, I know I did something wrong.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, oh, shit, it's like that.
Does Rachel call you Randy?
Very rarely.
See? And on any episode, any given episode of Breaking Bad, you hear their names back and forth to each other like a dozen times. Anyway.
Moving on.
Is there more? We're done.
Yeah, that was it.
Cool.
Randy's got a game for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about stuff revolving around the 80s, so put together a fun little 80s trivia game for us here. It's meant to be really quick, and the only way to do this, I don't want to like throw out a bunch of multiple choice questions, so I'm just going to ask the question. Whoever blurts their name out first is going to have first dibs at answering it. So it's going to be one of those, but they're fairly easy questions. There are some more difficult ones, and then when we get closer to the end, I'm going to have you guys list some stuff for like a tiebreaker or for a lightning round. So is everybody ready?
Ready.
All right. I'm gonna...
Reflexes suck.
I know, and you are all the way over across the ocean, so who knows how your internet connection is over there, and I know mine's terrible right here, so I apologize in advance if mine craps out, but we're going to start with an easy one. In Back to the Future, where did Doc Brown get the plutonium to power the time machine?
David.
Amanda.
David.
The Libyan terrorists, they asked him to build a bomb, and he made something out of pinball parts.
Exactly. All right, so David's got 1 point. Next one.
7-11.
What special talent did Molly Ringwald have in The Breakfast
David.
Club? David.
She could apply lipstick without her hands.
She's doing specifically what part of her body?
In her bosom, her bra.
What was the very first James Bond movie that was shown in the 80s? And for a bonus point, what was the last?
I don't know.
No idea. The last one was View to a Kill. Can you hear me?
No. I can hear you.
Okay. Was the last one View to a Kill?
That's incorrect. Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah. Give me either or
license
and I'll give you a point.
License
to Kill was the first or last?
It would have been the last.
That's correct. That so Justin got a point. 1989 is License to Kill.
And was Thunderball number the first one in the 80s?
No, Thunderball was back
in the 80s. That was 65. The remake. Whatever that was.
No, the remake was Never Say Never Again, and that was 83. Octopussy, I don't have the year in front of me, but this one I'm going to go ahead and tell you. It's For Your Eyes Only.
Ah.
Roger Moore. All right.
I was one movie off.
How many Nightmare on Elm Street movies were made in the 80s?
Oh, God. Four?
David, six.
It's too specific.
Justin, four.
Neither.
Five.
Andy, you want to take it? You get next dibs since they both failed?
Two.
Nope, and Justin, you had it at five, so I'm going to give you the point.
Oh.
All right.
Guesses?
I did.
All right, don't worry. You're both tied at two, and if we need to, I can have you guys name those later. In Empire Strikes Back, what was chewing on the power cables? The Millennium Falcon
David,
while Han Solo...
Minox.
Yes. That was kind of a gimme, I guess.
Yeah, that was...
Nerd.
What's the license number on the Ghostbusters car?
All right, Justin.
Ecto-1. Correct. I was going to say, what's the license number on Ecto-1, but that would give it away. Number seven. What does Ally Sheedy use to decorate her picture in the Breakfast Club? David.
Dandruff.
Correct, sir. You have four. Justin has three. All right.
I don't watch stupid movies.
What were Mouth and Chunk's real names in the Goonies?
Francis and...
I'll give you a point for everyone you get right, whoever throws it out. And Justin, you were incorrect so far. David and Mandy, you want to take it?
Lawrence. I forgot Lawrence.
I'm going to go ahead and give you that one. Can anybody name Mouth's real name? That was Chunk. Mouth's real name is Clark. All right. Another Breakfast Club question.
What the fuck?
I hate
Breakfast Club.
What did Brian try to kill himself with?
I don't know.
A flare gun. All right. What future famous actors played Spicoli's sidekicks in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? David.
Anthony Edwards.
And?
Eric Stoltz.
Correct, sir. All right. You and Justin are tied five apiece.
No dice.
What is the name of Marty's band that tries out for the dance in Back to the Future?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I can give you the delivery of Marty's lines. We're the blank.
Pinheads.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
And Google comes through for David.
No,
all right.
It was actually your delivery, Randy. When you said the line.
Sometimes that's all it takes just to kind of get it back into you.
He totally was.
What's the name of the airline that operates the ill-fated flight from LA to Chicago in the movie Airplane?
I don't know. No clue.
Transamerican. What is the make and model of the villain in Terminator? The 1984
T-800?
Yes, the full name. T-800 Cyberdyne Systems Model 101. Yes, there you go. All right, so you and David are once again tied. In the movie The Goonies, what did the Fratellis do to escape jail?
Besides pretend to hang himself and then...
That's it.
And then bust him out. I
forgot that.
Who was the Keymaster in Ghostbusters?
Brannis.
His character's name was?
Oh, Lewis. Lewis?
Skolnick.
No, that's Revenge of the Nerds.
I'm just kidding.
Do you get a point for that, but do you know his last name?
The accountant.
Lewis Tully.
Tully. I didn't know.
In Ghostbusters 2, he even has his own little patch on his outfit at the end, I think. Maybe.
Oh, it says Tully or it says Lewis?
Tully. Either that or it's the action figure I'm thinking of. All right. What don't Gary and Wyatt do when they take a shower with Lisa in take weird sight?
They don't take off their pants.
Okay, you guys are completely abandoning the format here. You got to say your name first.
Not just. I said my name, and they take off their pants.
I heard Justin's answer first, so he's taking a commanding lead. Justin has 9, David has 6, Amanda, I'm sorry. All right.
No, I can't get any of these.
Haters.
The main street in Back to the Future is also used as the main street in what other 80s movie? It's another big one, guys.
Back to the Future 2.
True, but not... Okay,
not the
let me specify. Let me specify it's a different franchise. And it is a franchise because there's more than one of them.
Oh.
We've talked about this before.
Amanda.
No, Amanda, yes.
Revenge of the Nerds?
No, but good guess. David, your favorite chick's in it?
Oh, Drop Dead Fred?
Justin, no, Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins. Good guess.
Gremlins. What brand and color of underwear is Marty wearing?
Calvin Klein.
Yeah, and what color?
Purple.
Yes, sir. All right, you know
it.
You know your men's underwear. All right.
I have purple underwear, actually.
All right, this one is for you, David. In The Karate Kid, what color did Daniel have to paint Mr. Miyagi's house as part of his training?
Green.
There you go.
It's for you.
All right. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, who plays the burnout at the police station that Jeannie kisses?
David, Charlie Sheen.
Correct, sir. In Spaceballs, what does the bumper sticker say on the back of Lone Star's ship?
Oh, my God. I don't remember.
David, Lone Star 1.
No, that is actually what the license plate says, but the bumper sticker says, I love Uranus.
I'm sure. That's my fault.
This one's for you, Justin. In Beverly Hills Cop, how does Axel Foley escape the police car that is sent to follow him?
David.
Justin puts a banana tail fight.
David had it first.
He said it's for Justin. I didn't answer when he gave you a question.
You didn't know.
I knew everything.
What is the occupation of Tom Hanks' character in Bachelor Party?
David, bus driver.
What kind of bus?
School bus.
Yes, sir. All right. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, what is the principal's name?
Justin.
David Rooney.
Oh, I told
Justin. Justin
Rooney.
Rooney, yes.
Rooney?
Bonus point, what's his assistant's name?
Who cares?
Peggy, you pinhead.
Oh, there you go.
Nope, Grace.
Ah, Grace! Even exactly. Yells that. He goes, Grace!
I know.
All right.
When he got the dad on the phone.
Only a couple more questions before we get to the lightning round.
I thought...
Oh, this is not over yet.
I don't know.
Because this is fun. We're going to have
so
fun.
Hungry.
By what alias does Ferris Bueller get into Chez Louis?
David.
David.
Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Abe Froman. You and Justin are both tied at 11 points, which brings us to our ding, ding, ding bonus round. All right. So what we've got here is...
Physical challenge.
So I'm going to give you one tiebreaker question that hopefully you guys will be able to grab.
All right.
What is the real name of the actor who plays the voice of the spaceship in Flight of the Navigator?
Paul Rubens. David.
Correct.
Paul Rubens.
Huh. And David wins. See, wasn't that fun? Didn't we all have a good time?
We did.
I had a good time.
I need a nap now.
Oh, shit.
Can we put this thing out of its misery?
Set it
to bed.
We can.
Let's do the betting ceremony.
Yeah. I like how that goes. Well, that does it for this week's podcast. Thank you for joining us. Especially Amanda, who's all the way in Hawaii, eating pineapples and whatnot. Please remember to like
a coconut bikini.
Yeah, the luau. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on the Twitter there, and that is at Geek Legacy. Be sure to tune in to our other podcasts on the site. We have the Pixelated Podcast, which is hosted by Stephen Janes. It's all about video games. And then there's also the Comic Corner, which is hosted by Tyler and Jeff. And they review comics currently on their pull list. Remember to visit GeekLegacy.com for all your geek news and reviews. Thank you.